In any case, if, as far as the virtual audio, Don, I don't know, man. I tell you, I'm wearing an oversized jersey, baggy jean with bling bling. So I don't know if I can sit here in the boring looking shack with no bling, Don. Over.
I know you feel that way, and to some extent I do too. I miss the rack mounted stuff, but. Well, I with the rack-mounted things, I had gotten to the point where I thought I understood most everything about it, and there wasn't much more I could do. I went through the period of time that you well remember when we would get together and compare settings and do this and make recordings and so forth, and I just got to the point where I didn't feel I could do much more with it. And then my attention was drawn to software processing, and it was like a whole new world, and it was cheap. Most of the plugins are freebies, and as well as the host programs. So I did it simply as a new learning experience, and it's satisfied that for me, and continues to do that today. Okay, over to you, Rob, and let me just mention in the For What It's Worth category, if you would like to learn more about how I do this with a Kenwood 590, because you expressed some interest, pull up my call sign, K4QKY, not KQY, but QKY, on QRZ. And there's a link there to my ham radio page or site. And there's more information about that than you probably want to read. But it's all there anyway, Rob. W1AEX, K4QKY.